Stuff, grab a seat. And why don't we give our children and young people a little round of applause? Well done, guys. You can grab a seat as well. Well done. Thank you for leading us so well. Help us to think a little bit more about what happened on that first Christmas. Maybe keep your costumes on. I'm sure parents would like to take a few photos at the end. But we're going to come now to think a little bit about some of those things that we've just seen and heard together. So let me pray for us. Lord, as we come now to think a bit about that Christmas story, about what we've just seen with our own eyes and heard with our own ears, please help us to listen carefully and to learn lots about you. Amen. Amen. Right, I've got a bit of a Christmas quiz for us then, as we begin, called What Am I? Okay, and the answer to that question has got something to do with Christmas. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you five questions. They're all going to come up on the screen, one after the other, which will all hopefully lead us to the answer, what is that Christmas something? Okay, and you've got to try and arrive at that answer in the least number of questions. Make sense? Sort of. Okay, here we go. It will do. Question number one. Here it is. What am I? I became a thing at Christmas nearly 200 years ago. So this thing's been around at Christmas for quite a while, 200 years. Okay, keep that question in your mind. Here's question number two. I'm normally shiny. So it's a normally shiny something that has been around at Christmas for about 200 years. Wonder what it is. Question three. Let's see if this helps. I often join you for Christmas lunch or dinner. So it's often around the lunchtime or dinner time. Still a few confused faces. Question four might start to bring things together. Originally, I was filled with lots of sweets. So this thing can contain something, and originally it used to be filled with loads of sweets. Any ideas? If you haven't, you will do after question number five. Here we go. Everyone should get it after this. When you pull me, I go bang. So what am I together? Yeah, the classic Christmas cracker, okay? And all we're going to do this morning, okay, we're going to retell the Christmas story using the Christmas cracker, okay? So I need someone to join me at the front to pull a cracker with me. Come on, Suki, I saw your hand up first. Okay, so here's how it works in my house. If you get the big N, you keep the goodies, right? Is that how it works? So come on, here we go. Let's see who gets the goodies. Oh, go on. Have a look then. All yours. Tell us what we got inside. Hopefully should be three things if it's like most normal crackers. What have we got? Oh, that's your gift. Yeah, do you want to put your gift on? It's not the most expensive of crackers, this one. It's a pretty cheap gift. So we've got a gift. We've got a... It's not just paper, Suki. What is it? Crown. It's a crown. Lovely. Go on, put your crown on. Shepherd King, lovely.
And a joke.
And a joke. Okay, there we go. Three things should be coming up on the screen if that's flicking on as well. Okay, there's our cracker. Three things, a joke, a crown, and a present, okay? And all we're going to do this morning is we're going to think about the Christmas story under those three headings, a joke, a crown, and a present, okay? And we're going to begin with a joke, okay? So if we're going to begin with a joke, then we need to begin with the joke. So, Suki, have you still got that joke? Do you want to come and read it to us? I think you've got a fairly receptive audience here this morning. So, let's read out our Christmas joke. Hope it's not as bad as the Christmas gift that was in there.
Why was the turkey in the pop group?
Yeah, why was the turkey in the pop group? Tell us, Suki.
Because he was the only one with drumsticks.
Oh, Suki, thank you very much. There we go. Very good. There we go. Anyway, the reason we're beginning with a joke is because sadly, when it comes to Christmas, some people think the whole thing is a bit of a joke. That Jesus is a joke. That God coming into this world, born as a little baby to be our Savior, some people think that's a joke. a nice story maybe just to act out at Christmas, and you know the parents come there and they love it, but nothing more than that. Well, the first thing we need to know this morning, the first thing we need to remember is that Jesus is not a joke. The Christmas story really happened. The Christmas story is true. In fact, there was a guy called Luke. Probably looked nothing like that, but a guy called Luke, okay? And Luke was a bit of a detective, really. And so what Luke did was he went and interviewed some of the people who were there at that first Christmas. Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, and he wrote down the things that they saw, and he wrote down what they heard, and he wrote down all the different things that happened. He wrote it all down, and look at what it says right at the beginning of Luke's gospel. This is actually how the whole nativity begins. We often don't read this out in nativities, but this is how the whole thing begins. This is what Luke says. Having carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I also have decided to write an accurate account for you. Why? Why did Luke go to all that trouble? So that you can be certain of the truth. So that you can be absolutely certain. Luke says, I want you to know the truth. The nativity. All that we've seen, you know, Mary and Joseph and the journey and the angels and the shepherds and the wise men. It all happened, says Luke. Jesus really was born and Jesus really is God. That's the first thing that we need to remember. Christmas is no joke. Secondly, what else do we find in our cracker? We had a joke. What else do we have? Remember? Yeah, we had a crown as well. Okay, we had a crown. So who can tell me who normally wears a crown? Go on, Daisy. Yeah, kings. Kings or queens normally wear crowns, don't they? And here's another question for the younger ones. So give us a little wave if you're 6 years old or younger. Okay, here we go. This question's for you. Okay, so listen carefully. Where would you expect a king to be born? Okay, and there's two options on the screen. Would you expect a king to be born in a nice posh palace, surrounded by lots of servants and helpers and all the care and attention, or in a stable or a cave where the animals were and amongst all the filth and the muck? Where would you expect a king to be born, Jesse? Yeah, that's where you'd expect, wouldn't it, to be born in a palace. But as we know, Jesus wasn't, was he? Where was Jesus born? In a stable or a cave or somewhere where they kept all the animals. You see, Jesus was born into a messy, dirty, filthy world, which is actually a clue to us as to what sort of king Jesus would be. Have a look again at what it says in the Bible. These are words you've heard already this morning. Remember the words of the angel to the shepherds out on the hillside, and this is what they announced. Look again. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah. And that word really means king, promised king, the one they'd all been waiting for. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger, which is an animal feeding trough. You see, that humble beginning is a sign of what sort of king Jesus would be. I need another volunteer. No crackers this time. Lily, come on up you come. Here we go. You need to come and put this mask on for me. Come and join me at the front, okay? We've got a guest visitor with us this morning. Okay, who can tell us who's joined us for our Christmas nativity? Who's that? Who is it? It's not Gordon Ramsay. It's not Donald Trump either, actually. I think it is Charles, yeah. It's our king. There he is. There's Charles, okay? He does need a crown as well, Suki. Thank you. Of course, Charles needs his crown. Very good. There we go. There's Charles. Right. So as you're looking at our king here, I want you to imagine, okay, Christmas Day at your house. You've had a wonderful morning. Presents have all been opened. It's been an absolute blast. Comes to dinner time, okay? You're about to sit down for Christmas dinner. You've got this wonderful Christmas feast spread before you. Just about to start tucking in, and all of a sudden, knock at the door. You think, oh, Christmas Day. Who's visiting us on Christmas Day? And so you go to the door, and you open the door, and you cannot catch your breath. Guess who's there on your doorstep? Who is it? It's Charles. It's not Gordon Ramsay. It's Charles. The king is there on your doorstep on Christmas Day. But here's the maddest bit, okay? As well as his crown, look what he's wearing on his hands. Marigold gloves. These are cleaning gloves, children. Cleaning gloves, yeah? Cleaning gloves, there we go. So King Charles is on your doorstep, marigolds on his hands, and not only that, he comes armed with a toilet brush. There we go. Can you hold your toilet brush, Charles? There we go. So that's the scene that greets you. Can you imagine that, Christmas Day? And then Charles says, in his most kingly voice, he says, would it be possible, madam, would it be possible, sir, if I came inside to clean your lavatory? Okay. And without almost waiting for a reply, King Charles has gone up the stairs to your bathroom, and for the next 2 hours, as you're eating your Christmas dinner, as you're enjoying your lunch, the king himself is on his knees in your dirty bathroom, and he's cleaning the grime out from under the rim of your toilet. Can you imagine that ever happening? No? Well, here's the deal, guys. What happened on that first Christmas was far more remarkable than that. Because King Jesus isn't just the king of the Commonwealth, not just a king of a little bit of this world for a little bit of time. Jesus is the king of all creation. He's the one who made all things. The reason you're alive today is because of King Jesus. And he came into this world to be a servant king. Not wearing cleaning gloves and carrying a toilet brush. He didn't come to service like that. He came to service in the most remarkable way, by carrying the cross. The Lord Jesus came to be our Savior King. He came to die on a cross. That's why he was born, in order to live a perfect life and to die for me and you, to take away our sin so that one day we can be with him forever. That's the sort of king that Jesus came to be, yeah? A servant king and a savior king. Lily, thank you. You can take those off if you want to. Very good. So, firstly, what's the first thing came out of the cracker? What was it? A joke. Jesus is no joke. Second thing that came out is the crown. And we remember what sort of king Jesus was. A servant king who came to save us in the most remarkable way. Which leaves us with one thing left inside the cracker. What was it? It was. Go and show us your gift, Suki. Very proud of her glasses. There we go. The Christmas gift we're going to talk about, though, is a lot better than those. So here we go. That was Charles. Savior King. Gift. 20 seconds with the person you're sat next to. What is the best gift you have ever received at Christmas? Discuss. Best ever gift. That's it. You can go and chat. You can chat. Best ever gift. Best ever gift. You know yours. What is it? Huh?
A hoverboard.
Hoverboard. That's not bad. Here you go. Okay, I think that'll do us. I'm not going to throw it out there because I want to keep things quite shortish this morning. Hugo's was a hoverboard, he's just told me. That's not bad, is it? Hoverboard. Okay, here's my favourite Christmas present ever. I'm coming up on the screen. Can the adults remember what that is? It's more than a bike. What is it? It's a chopper. It's a rally chopper. This is the ultimate in bikes, okay? I was 7 years old when I got my rally chopper for Christmas. It was all wrapped up. I knew it was a bike. I just didn't know what sort of bike it was. Ripped it off, and it was orange, just like that. Had my own orange rally chopper. And do you know what? I just loved that bike. I spent hours and hours going round and round the little close where I was, timing myself on my rally chopper. Loved it. Best gift ever. But anyone know where my rally chopper is now? Most likely rusting away somewhere on a rubbish tip. I've got no idea where my rally chopper... I love that bike. I've got absolutely no idea where that bike is now, which is actually what ends up to all our Christmas presents, isn't it? Everything you'll open this Christmas in the end will be gone. Everything has an expiry date. Everything has a best before date. However much you love it in the moment, someday it will be gone and you won't be enjoying that gift anymore. Not so with Jesus. Jesus, you see, is a gift that lasts forever. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved this world. Such was God's love for this world that he gave. You see that word? He gave the most awesome, remarkable, wonderful gift imaginable. He gave his one and only son, as we've seen this morning, the Lord Jesus. And he gave him up to die on a cross for us, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's what Christmas is all about, the greatest gift ever. Which is why we finish with this verse, one more verse from the Bible. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Because the gift that God gave to this world on that first Christmas is just too good to put into words. You will not be able to find the words to describe it. So this year, as you sit down for Christmas dinner, maybe you pull your Christmas cracker, maybe it's a bit better than the ones that we bought there. But as you read out that joke over Christmas lunch, remember, Jesus is no joke. The Christmas story really happened, it's true. Then you put that little crown on your head like Suki's got on, that little paper crown. Just take a moment to remember what sort of king Jesus was and is. Our servant king who came from heaven to earth, and he came to be our savior. And then when all the stuff gets cleared away at the end of dinner, all those average Christmas cracker presents get swept into the bin with the Brussels sprouts and all the other unwanted Christmas bits. Remember that Jesus is a gift that will last forever. He offers us something, an eternal joy that will go on and on and on. Life with him in a perfectly restored world, which is what the Bible calls heaven. No wonder the angel said, this is good news, it's great joy, and it is for all people. And that includes you. So with that in mind, we're going to stand to sing our penultimate song this morning, which helps us think about Jesus Christ, who came as the King of Christmas. This one comes with actions, so watch the actions and follow along with the words.